The Armidale bypass opened on the 18th of December 1994, and from an RTA point of view, the results are positive. Bob Wood.
I think the major improvement has been the removal of the heavy vehicle traffic from the old highway route through the residential and commercial area of Armidale. That would have created noise and exhaust pollution and so on day and night. There was also a number of through traffic light vehicles which were removed, which would have reduced the traffic problems in and around the CBD of Armidale at the time. So in terms of providing Armidale and its commercial and residential area with a better environment was certainly successful. But one of the other benefits, of course, of the bypass has been the cutting in time for the through traffic. And, of course, that's one of the principal economic benefits of a road project. And anecdotally, it would seem that we're generally getting about a 15-minute time saving from one side of Armidale to the other than previously was the case.
What changes have Armidale residents noticed? Norm Medhurst.
You feel more safer, and there's no queue-ups of traffic now, and the roundabouts make it a lot better. See, it took 75% of the heavy traffic out of the town.
Matthew Ferris has also noticed improvements.
The CBD is a lot friendlier, and with the East End Mall and the improvements to the West End Mall, the pedestrian amenities definitely improved in Armidale. Certainly notice the lack of cattle trucks dumping their stuff everywhere through town, and being a farming town and a grazing town, there's a lot of cattle trucks that move through town. A couple of the hotels and coffee shops that have opened up on the highway and have alfresco dining, I don't think you would have seen that 11 years ago. It just wouldn't be viable, but they're there now, so that could be a result of the bypass.
Joe Harold agrees.
We did get our town back. I'm sure that there are some people who may wish to give you a differing point of view, but I think from a community perspective and a personal perspective, it was a great thing.
The removal of through traffic has made Armidale more livable, yet the volume of traffic has actually increased. David Stella.
As far as the people living along the old highway, they were very happy about having less heavy traffic travelling through the town, especially at night. And, in fact, the traffic volumes didn't decrease. It's just the growth of Armidale and local traffic, I believe, has contributed to keeping the traffic volumes on the old highway at levels they were prior to the bypass going in. So there's really no argument about passing trade, especially if it's local traffic. They're most likely to use the businesses along the old highway. So that worked out pretty well for most businesses. And there's been no business being able to directly link the bypass to either loss of business or closure of their business in the long term. And I believe most businesses have benefited from having heavy transports off the old highway and onto the bypass. And I think that the bypass has just been great for Armidale, for our amenity principally. And most people will say that.
There is general agreement about the improvements to Armidale, but what about business? Joe Harold.
I know from a business point of view, they were counting numbers from day one. Is this hurting me? Is it hurting me? Is it hurting me?
And there were some negative impacts. Philip Hanna.
Definitely the effect on business was a negative one, but it wasn't major. At the time of the construction of the bypass, I was working in the family department store, and bank card was currently in vogue then, and we were able to decipher our bank cards to determine the location of our customers and the amounts they were spending. So at the time of the bypass, we'd estimated that up to 3% of our bank cards were coming off the highway. We don't have customers from Brisbane, or we don't have customers from, you know, Tweed Heads, or we don't have customers from Newcastle, we don't have customers from Sydney. So we assumed that those customers were passing traffic, highway traffic. When the bypass came into being, that 3% disappeared.
This loss of trade, however, wasn't caused by the disappearance of the truckie. Philip Hanna.
The truckie would never pull up with his giant rig near the main street and waltz up the street and buy a new shirt, or even stop for meals. Truckies have their own haunts, I suppose you could call them roadside truck stops. So the truckie as such was not a customer. He was no loss. Neither his vehicle, his noise, nor his custom were lost. But the mum and dad traveller on their way to Queensland, to the Gold Coast or whatever, yes, there was definitely some loss of custom experience there in these sort of takeaway food shops and in the soft good impulse sector as well. But nothing that would change the balance of a retailer being in business or out of business.
There is another possible explanation for why some businesses experienced a downturn. Richard Torbay.
The factual information that I saw was the average spend for our region had actually gone up, not down, but there was a sharing of that average spend across more outlets because of the impact of the bypass and people keen to build, because the airport was redeveloped on the new highway, and it obviously took some business from the others, but they were just commercial realities in my view. And of course, when the business sector didn't see the devastation that was, I think, wildly thrown around, then it just became, isn't this a great place to live? And I remember going back to the people who were concerned about the asthma and health and safety issues, and they were just euphoric, was the term, was euphoric. The difference in their quality of life was just, you know, almost immeasurable. And I remember thinking, gee, this was the right decision.